Well, we kill four or five of them. That's top of that, about what is in the bunch. Dog just catch a run of sheep and catch it. And of course, the sheep did that, they just fall over like this dead, and the dog just and they stand and cut that throat, just gnaw that throat out. The sheep wouldn't move now. Well, we'd had a place fixed so we could kill them, Papa. I was with him, but he'd kill them, let them stop. Had a shotgun.
Pretty good sized dog.
It looked like an old cur dog or something like that.
What did you call those little dogs that are noisy and yap a lot and very fast? Did you ever call them Feist?
Yeah, Feist,
is that a breed now?
Yeah, it's a breed. They call them, what do they call them now? They changed the name. I don't know. I know it used to be a Feist, little Feist. Of course, we had a dog. My daddy was a great hunter, too, you know. He'd have friends come out to hunt, turkeys, squirrels. And we had a hound. They called my daddy go out and try to call him to go with him. He'd just say, go in the woods, he'd holler, turkeys or squirrels, or what he wanted him to do, he would tree him. He said, what do you mean about this turkey now? He'd had a blind. If he showed the turkey and break his wing or something, that dog would trail him. It's like he's trailing a squirrel. Get it?
And you had that many turkeys around?
Oh, we had a lot of them, yeah. My daddy had a turkey blind. He'd feed them, you know. They'd have a certain time come, he'd put out a lot of shell corn there, you know. Mm-hmm. But don't never shoot a turkey with his head up. He was a watch dog. He wouldn't eat. He'd watch for the turkey. He'd stand there, his head up like that. Never, never shoot that turkey because he'd be poor. Or wouldn't be fit to eat, you know.
They make one of them to watch.
Yeah, that's right.
Never heard of that.
I've been with him. I've been in that blind with him. He had a blind made and had a, plate to put his barrel his gun. He had one of these long 32-inch double barrel shotgun, you know. He'd pick his turkey out to shoot. He wouldn't shoot a hen turkey, they're all gobblers. And he'd pick out one and shoot it, and that's all. Maybe get two sometimes.
What did you, you say you use squirrel, you'd shoot squirrel?
We had a lot of squirrel,
What kind did you have both?
Fox squirrel and gray squirrel. Gray squirrel is the most popular squirrel. Didn't have very many fox squirrels. They're larger than a gray squirrel, you know.
Did you have a little thing like it looks like a squirrel, but he stays on the ground? Do you remember that?
No, I don't remember that. That's what you call a groundhog, isn't it?
Well, it's smaller than a groundhog, and some places they call it a chipmunk, and other places a gopher, and other places a grinny.
Well, we didn't have, I don't remember it. It
just didn't grow around
here.
Did you remember the hard shell? Creatures,
terrapin.
Now the terrapin is on land, right?
Yeah.
And the other one is the turtle is more on near water.
No, I don't remember those.
You never ate any. And how about insects? Did you remember what you used to call a bug about that long with two sets of wings?
And there's a bat, wasn't it?
Well, this bug comes out during the day and he hovers over water. And he
I don't remember that.
Shoot around.
Yeah. We used to have called bats, you know, with wide wings. They'd get down in the chimneys, you know. Chimney sweepers, though I believe that's the right name we used.
I see. Uh-huh.
They'd raise in the chimney. You'd have to put something over it to keep them out of there.
Come down in the house.
In the chimneys, yeah.
Uh-huh. And different birds, do you remember what kind of birds you used to have?
No, I didn't pay much attention to birds back in those days. I was young. I had squirrels and coons and possums. We'd hunt those, the children would. Go from the night. That dog would tree coons, you know, and possums.
Mm-hmm.